Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
We receive lots of questions about 10-team leagues, so let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Saturday, March 25th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White, and let's get into 10-team league strategy. Scott, what are some of the differences between 12-team and 10-team leagues?
Yeah, and I think it's important to get into because, I feel like the analyst class likes to talk about leagues much deeper than the user class actually plays in. And so it could be that the majority of people listening are playing in 10-team leagues or close to it. The biggest difference between them and 12-team leagues, I would say, is, well, just generally speaking, the shallower you go, the more you have to emphasize position scarcity because you need to make sure it's harder to create advantages at position because there's more talent to go around, right? So you need to make sure that every position is filled by as impactful of a player as possible. And so the way to do that is emphasizing position scarcity, drafting off my tiers, etc. That's one thing. And another thing about shallower leagues, the shallower the league is, the more you can sell out for upside and should sell out for upside. And I don't necessarily mean early in drafts. Like, I don't think you have to take O'Neal Cruz in round 3 because, oh, look at the upside. I don't think there's a lot of value in that. Obviously, the players going in round 3 are still very high in themselves. But when you get to the later stages of the draft, particularly filling out your bench, you don't really need to invest in boring guys who are just going to be similar to what's out there on the waiver wire anyway. It makes more sense to, reach to grab like an Anthony Volpe 100 picks sooner than his ADP because, the upside is considerable for him. And if it doesn't work out, you can swap him out for one of those boring players on the waiver wire later. The third way that I think shallower leagues are different, 10-team leagues are different from 12-team leagues, particularly if you're talking about a head-to-head league where they're isn't an extra middle infield spot to fill. There isn't an extra corner infield spot to fill. There's probably only 3 outfield spots to fill instead of 5 outfield spots to fill. There's a smaller lineup to fill. I mentioned the position scarcity, the importance of that when that's the case. But also, the positions that we don't think of as being scarce look that much more plentiful. And specifically, I'm talking about shortstop, first base, and catcher, presuming it's a one catcher league. If you can get a true stud at one of those positions, like if you can get JT Realmuto, if you can get like a Paul Goldschmidt, probably the cutoff at first base for it's worth paying up for is Vinny Pasquantino for me. At shortstop, the cutoff would probably be O'Neal Cruz or Corey Seager as it's worth paying up for that upside. But unless you can get that high end of a player at those 3 positions, catcher, first base, and shortstop, it's not worth paying up for at all. Like, it's not worth, okay, I'm going to take Xander Bogaerts here in round 8 because he's the next shortstop in my rankings. There's only 10 shortstop spots to fill across the entire league, and there's more than 10 shortstops deserving of filling that spot. So somebody like Dansby Swanson is not that much worse than Xander Bogaerts. He might not be at all. He might be there with your last 4 or 5 picks. So there comes a point at each of those positions where the differentiation of what's left isn't enough to make it worth paying up for. And you should just kind of like reverse position scarcity, position plenty, let's call it, where you're better off targeting positions that are going to run out because shortstop, first base, and catcher probably aren't.
The last point that I would make in 10-team or shallower leagues, don't be afraid to make volume trades. So in my home league, I've been coined the old Frank 2-for-1, right? Because I wind up with all this great depth and I try to clearly trade the lesser players for a better player by giving up volume in a trade. So specifically in 10-team leagues, you're going to find some great talent on the waiver wire or maybe a surplus throughout your draft. So I would say if you could turn two players into an even better player to stand out, yep, at that position, that's something I would look to do as well.
I call that consolidating talent. That's the, the word I use for it, the term I use for it. But yeah, that, I mean, it's kind of the same idea, is that when there are fewer spots to get impact and the standard for impact is higher and the replacement level is higher, like the caliber of a replacement player is much higher, then you just want to go for the highest end talent you possibly can. And 2-for-1 trades, like you said, Frank, are a good way of doing that.
Consolidating talent, the old Frank 2-for-1, whatever you want to call it. Probably want to make some of those trades. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.